This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, praying for the media elite. But first, former Chief Weapons Inspector for the United Nations, Hans Blix, said over the weekend that President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair had dramatized intelligence used to justify the war in Iraq. The president has announced an independent commission to investigate the failures of U.S. intelligence. Matthew Wall recently wrote a piece for Slate magazine in which he said Iraq is only the latest in a century-long series of U.S. intelligence flops.
Some 1,900 Marine and Army troops began the invasion of Grenada at approximately 5:30 this morning.
On October 25, 1983, President Reagan announced to a surprised American public that the U.S. was in the midst of an invasion of a small Caribbean island that almost nobody had heard of, Grenada.
2 hours ago, we released the first photos from Grenada. They included pictures of a warehouse of military equipment, one of three we've uncovered so far.
U.S. forces were there for the ostensible purpose of rescuing American students at the island's offshore medical school from the threat of being taken hostage by a hardline Cuban-supported Marxist government in the throes of a violent internal coup. The primary source of intelligence that a Tehran embassy-like incident might be in the works was a form of the telephone game. Students frightened by the violence in the streets called their parents back home, who bombarded the State Department with phone calls and telegrams of concern, and the assumed threat of a hostage-taking incident began to take on a life of its own. With the closest U.S. intelligence agents hundreds of miles away, the U.S. government had no independent means of verifying the alleged threat. Rejecting intelligence from foreign governments that dismissed the threat of hostage-taking and protestations from the new Grenadian government, President Reagan made the decision to intervene. As it turned out, Grenada had indeed sent security forces to the medical school, but to make sure the students had enough food and water during the coup. The Grenadian government, fearful of losing its primary source of foreign exchange, rich American kids, never had any intention of taking them as hostages.
The White House announced earlier today that an unarmed U.S. merchant ship had apparently been fired upon, boarded, and seized in the Gulf of Thailand by a Cambodian naval vessel.
On May 12, 1975, the U.S. merchant vessel Mayaguez was seized by the Khmer Rouge off the Cambodian coast for allegedly violating territorial waters. U.S. intelligence sources reported the ship's crewmen were being held hostage on a nearby island. President Gerald Ford ordered the Marines to invade Koh Tang Island to rescue the crew. The problem? U.S. intelligence had identified the wrong island. By the time the invasion had been launched, the Cambodian government was returning the Mayaguez crew to U.S. custody. The needless invasion was a catastrophe, resulting in 41 U.S. combat deaths.
There came a dull, sullen roar. Would to God that I could blot out the sound and the scenes that followed. Then came a sharp explosion, some say numerous detonations.
In 1898, the phrase, "Remember the Maine," had as much power for the American public as "Remember Pearl Harbor" had to the greatest generation, or "Remember the Alamo" has to generations of John Wayne fans. The warship USS Maine was blown up in Havana Harbor on February 15, 1898, during the Cuban revolt against Spanish colonial rule. A hastily convened U.S. Navy Board of Inquiry, which, though unable to examine the wreck, nevertheless concluded the vessel had been sunk by a mine, dispatched by unknown parties for unknown reasons. The infamous yellow press of the day used the incident to whip up public support for war with Spain. The empire-hungry administration of President William McKinley leveraged this public support to obtain a formal declaration of war, despite considerable congressional misgivings. Subsequent investigations of the wreck in the 1970s and 1990s strongly suggested another explanation for the explosion that sank the Maine. The true cause was probably accidental, a combination of spontaneously combusting coal and a poorly located ammunition magazine. In other words, the unknown party which sank the vessel and sent America to its first overseas war was the U.S. Navy. As for the pig war between the U.S. and Britain in 1859, let's not go there. It's only bound to stir up hard feelings at the BBC.
Matthew Wall is the news and politics editor for newsfutures.com. He's writing a book about the U.S. invasion of Grenada.